I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning in to FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled The Basics of Retirement Plans. Over time, you can develop the discipline and habits to stash away a huge percentage of your income and other money saved for things you need and desire. But once you have developed this discipline, you need to know where to actually invest the money. The plan developed here categorizes the accounts that you should create, not all at once, but over time, and not necessarily in this order. Once you have begun to instill the habit of saving money, you can divide the funds you save into specific categories. When you open or create certain accounts with institutions, there will be terms and conditions for participation. Certain of these accounts are an emergency savings account, meaning your personal rainy day fund, a 401k plan, or other employer-sponsored account, an IRA, which stands for Individual Retirement Account. It can either be a traditional account or a Roth account, and specific long-term accounts for things such as college tuition for your child, for a new car, or a new house. It is crucial to understand the terms of the agreements that you are signing with respect to these accounts. For instance, if you open a passbook savings account, you may not get as much interest as you would through a certificate of deposit account. With a CD account, however, you have restrictions on when you can withdraw the money without penalty. Even more importantly, with respect to your 401k plan at work, you should be very aware of the investments in which your money is placed and who administers the plan. You should also learn as much as you can about the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. Know that once you put money into the IRA, there may be some restrictions that pertain to when the money can be withdrawn. There also may be tax implications and potential penalties if it is withdrawn prematurely. In a nutshell, with respect to a traditional IRA, your annual deposit is usually tax deductible. Therefore, your taxable income is less due to that deduction. The deduction is phased out as your income increases. Always be aware of that. You pay income taxes, however, on the withdrawals or distributions once you reach retirement age, and you pay penalties if you withdraw the funds prematurely. With respect to a Roth IRA, there currently is no tax deduction, which means that it is like taking money out of your wallet on which you have already paid your income tax and investing it. The advantage to the Roth IRA is that all gains made on your contributions are currently completely tax-free. I suggest that you engage in some research and determine the best accounts for your needs. You can walk into your local bank, do some research on the internet, or ask what others are doing. Don't limit yourself to one institution. You may want to have a CD at the bank where you have a checking or passbook account and have an IRA or investment account with a brokerage firm. It doesn't matter what type of accounts you choose, just remember that the act of depositing money will give you a sense of accomplishment and eventually create a habit. If you have a few accounts, for instance, one for each particular purpose for which you have a goal, each one may seem small. However, don't get discouraged. Instead, transmute that feeling into an incentive to try to build each account faster over time. Briefly, I'll mention the importance of beginning the systematic investment for your retirement. You can never start too early saving for your retirement. The earlier you start saving, and as long as you are disciplined, the earlier you will be able to enjoy the retirement. The percentage of currently active workers with no savings is staggering. The percentage of retirees with no savings is even higher. Most of those who actually have savings don't have nearly what they will need to survive during retirement without some form of supplemental income. Usually you hear about get-rich-quick schemes, but you rarely hear about the best system of all. Get rich slowly through systematic investing. Use your retirement savings account to start the ball rolling and take advantage of your employer's employee benefit option, which may include matching funds, which are, in essence, free money over and above what you contribute to the plan for your retirement. An additional benefit most retirement savings accounts have is that either they are tax-deferred or grow tax-free. Visit a compound interest calculator on the internet to see how much your systematic investment of just a few dollars per month will be worth at your projected time of retirement. The keystone for your savings and retirement plan is your personal initiative to get it started and your perseverance to keep it going. You will have incentive to keep going if you periodically analyze how much you have saved, how much you are saving each week, month, or quarter, and how much you will need to retire the way you want to retire. Implementing your savings and investment plan is the first step toward financial freedom. Maintaining it is just as important, and over time it will become a valuable habit in your way of life. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, The Basics of Retirement Plans. Thank you for checking us out.